Oh, well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Do you like my style? A jumpsuit makes me look like an astronaut. Oh, or even better, a garbage man. Well, what does a jumpsuit make you look like? The name of our lesson today is Spring Fashion 2018. Get out your highlighters. Today we'll learn about what is back in style, as well as the phrase renewed popularity, among other things. So, you're also going to see jumpsuit in our lesson, which is why I'm so excited about wearing a jumpsuit. Okay, let's get the show on the road. Come on.
Spring Fashion 2018. In other trends, shiny, slippery satin seems to be the material of choice for many of this season's designers. Its luxurious look and feel make it perfect for dresses and evening gowns. Romance is also back in style with long, flowing, feminine dresses in pretty flower patterns. If you like clothes that sparkle, you'll love Spring 2018's sequin designs. Flat, shiny pieces of plastic or metal are being used to decorate everything from shirts to boots. The jumpsuit, a one-piece garment that covers the body and legs, is experiencing renewed popularity.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 feminine 这个形容词。Feminine 是指女性化的或者是具有女性特质的。例如 Julia might be tough when she does business, but she remains very feminine when she's not working. Julia 做生意的时候也许很强悍，但是不工作的时候她还是很女性化的。或者是 the flowery fabric makes the dress really feminine.花卉图案的布料让这件洋装非常女性化。它的反义词是 masculine, M-A-S-C-U-L-I-N-E, 意思是男性化的。例如 Ricky is trying to build more muscles to give himself a more masculine look. Ricky 试着锻炼多一点肌肉让自己看起来阳刚一点。接下来我们看的是 sequin, 这个名词 sequin 是指用来装饰衣服的亮片。例如 the cowboy hat was decorated with shiny sequins,这顶牛仔帽上面装饰着闪闪发亮的亮片，或者是 all the sequins were hand sewn onto this dress. 这件洋装上的亮片都是手工缝上去的，或者是 Joyce's gold sequin T-shirt was bought in Vegas. Joyce 这件金色亮片的 T-shirt 是在拉斯维加斯买的，或者是 the entire evening gown was covered with sequins. 这整件晚礼服上面布满了亮片。
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Thank you, Michelle. Rebecca, my jumpsuit, what do you think?
Wow, Gabe, it looks like you're about to do some construction work.
What?
That's what it looks like. It doesn't look stylish.
And our lesson says that jumpsuits are in style.
Well, not that type of jumpsuit.
Okay, you know, I was excited because I thought,Finally, there was something for me, for guys in this lesson. But you're telling me it's not this kind of jumpsuit?
That doesn't really look trendy or stylish. It looks like you're ready to do some lifting.
Okay. Well, then you go ahead andteach the lesson. I'll go get changed.
Well, no. I didn't say you had to leave. You could keep your jumpsuit on and teach like that.No problem.
Okay.
So enjoy your jumpsuit and let's get into our lesson, okay?
Okay.
So our lesson says, in other trends, shiny, slippery satin seems to be the material of choice for many of this season's designers. Ooh, look at that nice, beautiful, shiny satin.
That's right. It's a little bit like silk, right? It's that smooth feel. We read on, its luxurious look and feel make it perfect for dresses and evening gowns. Yes, it kind of reminds me of Cinderella. Didn't they, weren't the mice trying to make a satin dress or satin gown for Cinderella?
Oh, you've got a good memory. Yes, you are absolutely right. Those little mice were trying to make a satin dress for Cinderella so she could go to the ball.
Yeah, or at least some satin sashes, mm-hmm. right? Well, we continue here, moving on from this luxurious satin to romance. Romance is back in style with long, flowing, feminine dresses in pretty flower patterns. Good, another thing for women. Okay, let's take a look at this phrase, back in style. To be back in style, that means something was stylish before, and then it wasn't for a period of time, but now it is again. It's back in style.
This reminds me of plaid. I feel like sometimes plaid is really popular, and then it goes out of style, mm-hmm. and then it comes back in style. Kind of goes in and out, in and out.
That's right. Sometimes we use that phrase, something goes in and out of style. You know what I really hope comes back in style sometime? Bell bottoms.
Ah, bell bottoms.
They're those jeans or pants, right? And they're kind of tight at the top, but then they go really wide at the bottom like big hoops. They look like bells.
Well, you know, Gabe, you could wear bell bottoms whether or not they're in style.
You know, right? You know, Rebecca, I think I need to do that.
You can just have your own style and you never know.
Yeah.
You might be the one
to bring it back in style. I just have to find a place around here that sells bell bottoms.
Let me give you a clue. Maybe a Goodwill?
Goodwill. Yeah, that's not around here. I'm going to have to order some from the United States, probably, or go to a costume shop. Well, we continue here with something else. Rebecca, do you like mm-hmm. clothes that sparkle?
Ooh, clothes that sparkle. Well, when I did Irish dancing, I loved sparkly clothes, but now I feel like it's a little bit too much for me if there's too many sparkles.
Okay, well then maybe this next section is not for you, but maybe it's for you, friends. If you like clothes that sparkle, you'll love Spring 2018's sequin designs. And I know this lesson is mainly for women, but I found a photo of a guy who likes sequins. You see how sparkly his shirt is?
Yes, I saw how sparkly his shirt was. Bling, bling.
Right. So a lot of clothes might have some sequins on them. They do sparkle, those little sequins.
Right. And we read flat, shiny pieces of plastic or metal are being used to decorate everything from shirts to boots.
Well, before we continue, let's take a look at that useful phrase, everything from something to something else. You use this when you want to share a list of things that includes many things, but you can't share everything. So you just share a couple, everything from this thing to that thing.
For example, at the everything store, you will see everything from baby's diapers to baking pans.
Right, yeah. If you go to suddenly, you know, that store that sells everything for kind of cheap.
Yeah.
Often we call those everything stores because they seem to sell everything for a good price. Well, we read on here, the jumpsuit, which is what I'm wearing, a one-piece garment that covers the body and legs, is experiencing renewed popularity.
Renewed popularity. If something is experiencing renewed popularity, does this mean that it was popular at one time and then it was no longer popular and now it's becoming popular again?
It's like that phrase, back in style.
Oh.
It's back in style. It's experiencing renewed popularity.
Mm-hmm. Well, that reminds me of mini skirts. I feel like mini skirts are also experiencing renewed popularity. Or maybe they're just always popular.
Yeah, you might be right about that. Well, I'm happy to wear my jumpsuit, and I think I'm going to wear it right on over to the
InfoCloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Today, I want to talk about laundry.
That's kind of a strange topic. Why laundry?
Okay, I don't want to talk about laundry, but I do want to look at a laundry-related phrase. Come out in the wash.
That makes more sense. And that's a great phrase that is definitely related to laundry. There have been many times when I have spilled something on my shirt or pants. When that happens, I put some soap on the stain and hope it comes out in the wash.
So if something comes out in the wash, then something bad is removed and the clothes are okay. One meaning for the phrase, come out in the wash, is that things will turn out well in the end.
For example, I know things are difficult now, but don't worry. It will all come out in the wash. Another meaning for come out in the wash is that something will eventually be revealed.
So just like a stain covers part of a shirt and washing it reveals the original cloth beneath, a secret can be exposed as time goes on.
Right. The reasons behind his decision will come out in the wash. We will eventually know why he made that decision.
今天要来学一个跟洗衣服有关的惯用语, come out in the wash. The wash 是指洗过的干净衣服, 在这里引申出来的意思就是事情将会得到圆满的解决, 例如, you'll be okay, things will come out in the wash, 一切都会没事的, 事情都会迎刃而解的。 Come out in the wash 还有另外一个意思就是, 因为衣服的污点移除后, 就会看到原先干净的衣服, 也有真相大白, 水落石出的意思。 例如, everything will come out in the wash eventually. 这就是今天的InfoCloud, 我们下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. What is in style for spring of 2018? Well, so far today we've learned that satin is in style. We've got long flowing feminine dresses are also in style. Sequins and jumpsuits. Yes, jumpsuits are in style. Just not orange jumpsuits. Although I will say it is very comfortable to wear, but it does make me look a little bit like a prisoner. Anyway, let's continue learning about stylish jumpsuits now.
Spring Fashion 2018. Some are tailored and make a nice alternative to business suits. Others, though, are wide and boxy, with an emphasis on comfort, and look like something you'd wear to jump out of a plane. Forget the matching rule this spring. Designers are boldly putting checks with stripes, flowers, and almost everything else. High-waisted pants and skirts are reaching new heights with a popular look that gives the illusion of super long legs. Overall, these fashions promise to make you eager to pack away your drab winter clothes and jump into some of spring 2018's beautiful and fun designs.
OK, 继续我们看 alternative 这个名词, A-L-T-E-R 这个字根是指其他的, 所以 alternative 是指可供选择的事物或可替代的方案, 如果要说明是哪个事物的替代品的话, 是用to这个介系词, 例如 green tea is a great alternative to coffee, 绿茶是咖啡非常好的替代品, 或者是 this unorthodox treatment might be an alternative to surgery, 这种非正统的治疗方式也许是手术外的另外一项选择。 Alternative 也可以当形容词, 例如 the highway is jammed, so we should take an alternative route. 高速公路大塞车,我们应该走替代道路。 所以我们看 drab 这个形容词, drab 是指单调的,乏味的或没有色彩的。 例如 all the great factory buildings look drab and depressing, 这些灰色的厂房看起来既单调又令人沮丧。或者是 Stanley feels drab and dull from doing the same routine job every day. Stanley 觉得每天做同样的工作很单调无趣。或者是 Stella left her drab hometown and moved to New York City when she was 17. Stella 17岁就离开了枯燥无味的家乡去到了纽约市。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, let's continue learning about these stylish jumpsuits. Some are tailored and make a nice alternative to business suits. So, Rebecca, I've never seen you wear a jumpsuit before. Do you think that you would ever try it out?
Well, Gabe, your observation is quite accurate because I don't believe I've ever worn a jumpsuit, at least definitely not to work. Would I want to wear one? I don't know. I feel like there are so many other styles out there that fit my personality a little bit better.
Yeah. I think me too. I don't think I look very good in jumpsuits. But I will say they are comfortable. And the next sentence talks about comfort, okay? All others, though, are wide and boxy with an emphasis on comfort and look like something you'd wear to jump out of a plane. Does this not look like something someone might wear to jump out of a plane?
It also looks like something you'd wear in prison or something you'd wear if you were a construction worker.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I really like that phrase that we see on the screen, though.
Right, right. An emphasis on something. An emphasis on comfort. This word emphasis here, it means a focus on something. It's to show that something is especially important. So the way these clothes are made shows that comfort is really important, or jumping out of a plane is important. Right?
Right, exactly. Okay, so talking about this phrase, an emphasis on, here's another way you can use it. So Megan took a journalism class with an emphasis on writing. So there were some other options that she could focus on, like on-camera stuff or behind the camera doing video stuff, but she decided to take the class with an emphasis on writing.
All right. And like you said, she might have learned some other things, but the main focus was writing. So maybe if you like comfort, one of these kinds of jumpsuits will suit you. We continue here. Forget the matching rule this spring. Designers are boldly putting checks with stripes, flowers, and almost everything else. So you might see clothing that looks a lot like, checkers or a chessboard, right? With other designs.
Which is a little interesting because growing up, or many years ago, I was always told that you shouldn't mix too many patterns. Mm-hmm. You should have one pattern and then one solid color. But this year, they're breaking that rule. It looks like they're mixing different patterns together.
Exactly. It says forget that matching rule. We continue here. High-waisted pants and skirts are reaching new heights with a popular look that gives the illusion of super long legs. So let's take a look at this phrase, to reach new heights. This means that it's more popular than ever.
Right. That, and there are different ways, though, that you can use the phrase to reach new heights. Let's say you play a sport, and the past year it's been a little bit of a difficult year, but your coach might tell you, this year you are going to reach new heights because you have been practicing really hard.
That's right. You're going to do better than ever. So high-waisted pants, like the ones you just saw, are reaching new heights. It's a popular look that gives the illusion of super long legs, or really long legs. Now, if something gives the illusion of something else, that means it makes it seem like something, especially when it's not actually true.
And when I think of this phrase, I often think about mirrors, one of those big mirrors in a room. There's a large mirror at the end of the hall that gives the illusion that there's more space than there really is.
That's why I love using mirrors to decorate the living room. It makes the living room seem bigger. It gives the illusion that it is bigger. Well, friends, right now it is time for a review skit.
The dreary shades of winter are behind us, and the bright colors of spring are upon us.
Out with the old, in with the new.
During New York Fashion Week, we were given a preview of the hottest trends and most popular styles of the season. The emphasis was on color.
Bright, bold shades of hot pink, orange, yellow, and green were the stars of the show.
London Fashion Week also focused on color, but softer, more romantic shades were on display.
Lavender turned up on everything, from casual wear to evening wear.
This year, designers found creative inspiration in Asia.
Expect to see Mandarin collars and kimono-style blouses, jackets, and dresses.
Suits in various colors and styles have been popping up on everyone's spring fashion list.
But the cut is trimmer than last year.
In other trends, shiny, slippery satin is the material of choice. It's so luxurious.
Perfect for dresses and evening gowns.
Romance is also back in style, with long, flowing feminine dresses in pretty flower patterns.
Oh, romance is always in style.
If you like clothes that sparkle.
And who doesn't?
You'll love this spring sequin designs. Sequins are decorating everything.
From shirts to boots.
And remember jumpsuits?
They're back!
Some are a nice alternative to business suits. Others, though, are wide and boxy, with an emphasis on comfort.
Great for jumping out of planes!
Forget the matching rule this spring. Wear checks with stripes, flowers,
and everything else!
High-waisted pants and skirts are reaching new heights.
It gives the illusion of super long legs.
Overall, the new fashion promises beauty and fun. So pack away your drab winter clothes.
And jump into spring's new fashions.
Oh, I hate it when I spill things.
Gabe, I just thought about something. That jumpsuit makes you look like either a garbage man, a prisoner, or even a janitor. Just make sure you don't go running in it.
Why would I go running in a jumpsuit?
I don't know. Just don't do it. Anyway, friends, thank you for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom.
The lesson is about running.
Yes, yeah, about running. We'll see you then. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.